brought to you by Penguin.
The Guest by Hilary Boyd. Read by Anna Cordell. Prologue. Where are you going? Kitty, who'd been adding piccalilli and shower gel to the shopping list on her phone, looked up and saw Angus had swung the car left down a particularly narrow lane that led, after many twists and turns and treacherous potholes, to a couple of old stone cottages neither of them ever visited. Not the way to the big supermarket on the roundabout they'd been going to every week for decades. Angus turned to her, and what had been merely puzzlement for Kitty turned into something more concerning, because the glance from his intelligent blue eyes seemed, she thought, befuddled for a second, almost frightened. After a slight hesitation, he replied, unsurely, "Shopping." But he slowed the car and came to a stop in the middle of the muddy lane, his hands clenched tight to the steering wheel. Kitty felt a chill pass through her. She swallowed hard, her throat suddenly constricted. The air in the car pulsed with anxiety, hers and her husband's. Angus never pays attention to everyday stuff, she tried telling herself. It was an old joke between them. His brilliant brain. He was employed as a highly respected economics guru, with many articles and books to his name, inhabited another plane most of the time. But today, the silent joke fell flat. Yes, Tesco, she agreed, forcing through the panic and finding a smile for her bewildered husband. Because this was by no means the first thing. It was just the first thing Kitty realised she could not ignore. The others had been minor lapses, memory, a certain uncharacteristic vagueness which they had laughed off, resolutely putting them down to the normal insults of ageing. Although Angus was not old yet, not even 60. "Shall I drive?" she asked, fumbling with her seatbelt and opening the passenger door with a shaking hand on the cold January morning. Angus didn't speak while they swapped seats. Not until she was backing cautiously down the lane did he say, "We could get some of that trout we like. Do it with rice." As if nothing just happened, Kitty thought. Chapter 1. Kitty Cox had a husband and did not have one, because Angus, to whom she'd been happily married for more than 30 years, had been resident in the Willows care home for 16 months. Each weekend she would drive the 3 miles south along the West Sussex lanes to the bland, modern red-brick facility on the northern outskirts of Chichester, heart fluttering with trepidation, pick up Angus and take him home to the rectory for Sunday lunch. And each week she struggled just a little more to manage the person his young-onset dementia had reduced him to. He was only 64, diagnosed 3 years ago, after at least 2 frustrating years during which they'd known there was a problem. The rest of the time, Kitty seemed mired in vagueness, her brain uncharacteristically foggy and useless. She felt lost, often turning to say something to Angus, his presence still so strong in the house where he'd been born, then remembering, the reality landing on her chest with a dull thud. When it became unsafe to leave him alone, even for 5 minutes, she'd had to give up the work she loved as a family mediator, helping couples avoid court and custody battles during a divorce, which she'd practiced from an office they'd converted in the corner of the small barn beside the house. Having always considered herself a capable, optimistic person, someone who coped with whatever was thrown at her, she found this confused state of mind bewildering. It was as if she was no longer quite sure who she was or of her purpose in life. She wandered about their small holding, looking after the animals, the house, the garden, as she always did, waiting for something to happen that would change things, but in ways she was not yet ready to accept. In theory, she might have returned to work now that Angus was safe and well cared for, but there was no space in her head to cope with her own problems, let alone other people's fractured marriages. Mary Beth, her best friend in the small Sussex village, had locked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?